Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Elaine Abbey.
This story happened not that long ago. Wow, was it a crazy, crazy day when I was getting ready to drive up from work. I just taught fifth grade in Liberty City. I just don't know what happened to them. They were off the wall. Oh, my God. So all I wanted to do was get home, but it was going to be an hour drive. Okay, so got in my car, drove up 22nd Avenue, looking right and left because you can't tell about what's going to happen in that area of town. Okay, so got to Golden Glades, and I'm still doing okay, watching for the left turn, those crazy people there, too. In my mind, everything was crazy today. Okay, so now I'm driving along, passing the stadium, driving up the hill, so now it's home free. Driving along in my red car, and then, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, man. Car, the traffic's slowing down. This is all I need. Man, it's slowing down. Oh, geez, it's stopped now. The traffic's stopping the other way. Oh, my, oh, geez, all I want to do is get home. At least on this hot day, my AC's working. What am I going to do? I'm starting to feel dizzy. I'm shaking my head back and forth, up and down, holding my head and shrugging my shoulders. But, you know, it's sort of I want attention because I want somebody to help me. But, oh, some woman on the other side of the road, she's looking at me like I'm nuts. I am nuts. Well, you know, maybe she'll keep passing by slowly. And, you know, at least if they just start this traffic. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Here comes an ambulance the other way. Who are they going to go help out? They're slowing down. They're stopping. Oh, no, don't look at me. Don't. Oh, he's climbing over the barrier. He's knocking on my window. Hi, sir. Lady, do you need help? Oh, I'm feeling really crummy and weird, but no. Well, we'll stay here for you, lady. Oh, what am I going to do? I can't leave my car here. Knock on the window. Lady, do you need some help? Oh, I don't know what to do. I feel so weird. People are looking at me now. What are they going to do, put me on the news? Lady, we're still here. Oh, well, sir, I don't know what to do because I can't leave my car here. I'd park it over to the side, he says. Okay, I'll park it over to the side, sir. So I park it over to the side and get out, and it's no problem walking across because nobody's moving. Oh, my, how am I going to get over that barrier? They just lift me up like they're lifting off a pillow. The ambulance. I've been there, done that before. How you feeling, Leighton? I'm weird. I'm really weird. Okay, let's get going. Here we come to the hospital. Now what? Been there, done that, too, with the emergency room. Hi, doctor. Yeah, I'm feeling... I had the craziest day with the fifth graders today. I don't know whether I'm coming or going up or down, or I'm just feeling really, really strange and dizzy. And hi, nurse. Yeah. Just relax. Okay. I'll just relax, whatever you say. Yeah, it's been, I know it's been 30 minutes, what? Yeah, feeling a little bit better. But okay, you'll be back. Another 15 minutes? Well, I'm feeling a little bit better, but I don't know how I'm going to get home because my car is still over on the turnpike, and I don't... Oh, you'll call a taxi. Okay, well, then he can drive me over to... What? What? I can't go get my car. What? What? Just agree with her. Just agree with her. Okay. Okay, let's... Go see the driver. Hi, sir. Yeah, I've just been feeling crazy. I have a crazy day, so let me get in the front and talk to you. Yeah, I have a problem because my car is over on the turnpike because of that accident, and I got to get home, but I need my car, and they don't want me to go get my car. Don't worry. Don't worry. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, this is, you see it right there? It's the red car with no other cars around it. Yeah, it's parked there. Let me take a good look, make sure nobody scratched it or anything. Yeah, it looks okay. So now we stopped. Well, can you just please wait? Please wait till I get in the car and wave you away, make sure it's still driving. Yeah, here's a big tip. I so appreciate your help. Yeah, I've had a really, really crazy day. All I want to do is get home. Okay, there you go. Thank you, sir. Thank you. See you later. Start up my car. Yeah, it works. What a day. What a day. I can't believe this. I hope this day never, ever happens again.
Elaine Abbey with a story about an incident while stuck in a traffic jam.
And don't we all know about traffic jams here in South Florida?
It is so unfortunate that she wasn't feeling well, and I guess it was fortunate that someone noticed that and called an ambulance.
You never know what was the cause and what was the effect. In other words, on one hand, you could say, thank goodness she was in a traffic jam when she had this dizziness and felt so terrible, so that people alongside her could see and call an ambulance. On the other hand, you could say, well, maybe if she hadn't been in a traffic jam at all, she would have gotten home, she would have felt okay, and she would have gone to bed. You never know. So it's a funny kind of a situation. You just don't know what would have happened if she hadn't been in this situation.
She had an unusual storytelling style, telling it like in real time.
Actually, Michael, this is a first for us on The Public Storyteller, because people who teach storytelling generally say a story happens in the past tense. Unlike theater, where the whole illusion when you're watching Hamlet on stage is that Hamlet is dying right in front of you, in storytelling, there's no such illusion. The person is telling a story about what happened in the past. And indeed, at the beginning of the story, she says, this happened to me a while back, right? On the other hand, the tense that she uses to tell the story is the present tense. And it does give an immediacy to the story because you do feel like you're experiencing it with her.
It was almost like a mystery because she didn't know the ambulance was there for herself, and she was given the option to wave it off, but then finally acquiesced.
She didn't know what was going on, but we knew. Why? Because she brought us into her brain with an internal monologue. So not only was she telling us what was happening in the present tense, but she was also telling us everything that was going on in her mind. And the third piece of this that is more traditional with storytelling is that she was using dialogue, right? So she wasn't just saying, he told me that. She was actually quoting as somebody saying something. So those three elements make the story really pop.
On one hand, it's a disturbing story, but on the other hand, there's some humor to it.
Absolutely. And I think the best stories, by the way, are laughter through tears kinds of stories, where it's not just a howler where you expect that every second of it is going to be funny, but there's a little bit of a mitigating something in there. She told it in such an endearing way. One of the things she says, because she's got this interior monologue going on, she says, people are looking at me like I'm nuts. And then she says, I am nuts. Well, that made me laugh when I heard this story, because how many people actually may say that to themselves? You know, oh my goodness, look, they really do know what they're talking about. I am going crazy. She starts the story by saying it was a crazy, crazy day. The kids were off the wall. This is a story about going nuts in modern society.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there's a storytelling event this evening.
Yes, at FAU, Florida Atlantic University's main campus in Boca Raton, at 8 p.m. to 9:30, there is a free storytelling slam. It's called Vox. It's at the Living Room Theater Cafe, 777 Glades Road, at the Living Room Theater Cafe at FAU's Boca Raton campus.
And if our listeners have a story they'd like to share with the Public Storyteller, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or our website has contact information as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.